Renewable energy is growing rapidly in this country. The wind and solar industries are enjoying double-digit growth each year. Part of that is thanks to homeowners who install solar panels. With tax credits and subsidies, it's been possible to make a financial argument for installing them. But in recent years, the price of one fossil fuel, natural gas, has declined so much that even with extra help, solar panels are having difficulty competing. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
You've probably heard about hydraulic fracturing. Fracking is a controversial drilling technology that some worry is harming the environment. But since 2005, it's also led to a nearly 30% increase in the amount of natural gas produced in the U.S.
We've got a classic situation of supply and demand.
Catherine Klaber heads an industry group near Pittsburgh called the Marcellus Shale Coalition. Natural gas demand has not gone up as quickly as supply, and Klaber says the price has dropped.
A handful of years ago, natural gas could have been in the order of, $12, $13, $14. We're now down to $3 to $4, and that has had a direct impact on consumers.
For utilities that burn natural gas to produce electricity, this has allowed them to hold the line on rates. For most of us, that's a good thing. But for Barbara Scott of Media Pennsylvania, it's made her solar system less of a bargain.
We've got 7 panels on the roof, on the porch roof, and 14 on the main part of the house.
Scott says her family was the first in the community to install solar panels last March, and she was prepared to be an evangelist.
We said, oh, look, we've got our website where you can see our panels at work, and we can have open houses and write newsletter articles and promote the idea of solar.
After rebates and tax incentives, Scott says her family spent $21,000 to install the system. She figured it would take 8 years to recoup the investment. A lot of other people had the same idea at the same time, which sent the price of solar energy credits down. That added 7 years to the payback period. On top of that, Scott says electricity rates aren't going up as quickly as she thought they would, thanks in part to low natural gas prices.
So that, again, adds another 2 years to our payback period.
So you're up to 17 years
now. We're up to 17 years, which is essentially the life of the system. And we haven't even considered what happens if the system breaks or what it's going to cost to take the system off the roof and dispose of it.
Despite this, Scott says she's still happy to have the panels on her house.
But now, knowing that it's maybe, at best, a break-even proposition, we're not so comfortable telling other people to do it.
Scott's experience raises questions about the viability of much larger, utility-scale solar projects built in recent years. Richard Caperton is director of clean energy investment at the Center for American Progress. He says that's not a concern. Many were built with contracts that have set prices.
What's more interesting, though, is that the plants that aren't getting built right now because of cheap natural gas.
Caperton says solar, wind, and even nuclear seem less attractive for investors right now, but that can change quickly. In the past, natural gas prices, like the stock market, have shot up quickly. If that happens, solar panels will seem like a good investment once again. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.